CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bastow. I welcome Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, and at this point, a Canadian election watcher for me, because the Canadian election imminent, Canadian election between Justin Trudeau and Aaron O'Toole, is said to be very close. I begin with breaking news, however. Conrad, a good evening to you. I read from the report from Ottawa. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole says if his party wins Canada's tight election race, he will push to join the U.S., U.K., and Australia in their defense and technology sharing club. This, of course, is the alliance announced by the prime ministers of the United Kingdom and Australia and the president of the United States in these last hours. Is this a significant factor in this very close election? Good evening to you, Conrad.
Good evening to you, John. I would say that it could be, in fact, an important issue, and we're now down to the last 4 days, really the last 3 days of the campaign. And I would say that it could be. The overwhelming majority of Canadians would wish to be associated with the Americans, the Australians, and the British. And this is, it appears to be the cornerstone of a forming of, let's say, the center of a containment policy towards the People's Republic of China. And, you know, Canada set out to build 10 nuclear submarines about 30 years ago, and then it didn't proceed for various reasons, and it was aimed mainly at maintaining our sovereignty in the Arctic, and we made other arrangements which in my opinion weren't adequate, or at least not as good as what was planned. But you know, here we have Britain, which isn't in fact a Pacific country, allying with Australia and the United States, which are, but so is Canada. Canada is a Pacific coastline and interests across the Pacific. And Canada not being in it is sort of freakish. I mean, it is, its closest allies are the three other countries, and Canada would count as one of the three closest allies of each of those countries. And for it not to be in this, I think, is something that could make a lot of Canadians uneasy and annoyed and remind them of the sometimes erratic nature of the current prime minister's foreign policy. And Justin Trudeau is, in my opinion, he's not done anything to offend anyone, and he appeared to get on personally well enough with President Trump and well with President Biden. But he was focused altogether on developing countries and posturing and trying to get onto the Security Council with the help of developing countries, where he was directing a lot of foreign assistance and that kind of thing. And we all know who live in the real world that, you know, developing these underdeveloped countries is important and we all want to help them. But the basic issue is defending Western civilization from any challenge. And while we don't want to demonize them, aggravate things, or escalate abrasions, it is clear from its conduct that the People's Republic of China is challenging the position of the United States as the world's most influential country and the status of Western civilization as the principal single element of the entire international array of countries. And, you know, that is a challenge to all of us, and Canada should be, as it has been in previous challenges in the World Wars and the Cold War, and we obviously hope that this will not get anywhere near the level of abrasion that those contests did, but Canada should be in the front rank. It always has been for 100 years and more than that, and it should remain there.
Your remark about the history of nuclear submarines in Canada helped me understand it, a remark by the Prime Minister when asked in the campaign trail within these last hours. Prime Minister said, he told reporters about the deal. He noted that Canada, unlike Australia, is not currently or at any time soon in the market for nuclear subs. So he's claiming that this is not about defense, I guess, I'm presuming, but it's about nuclear subs. No, it's chiefly about defense from the aggression of Canada. Does Mr. Trudeau he says that he's worried about threats posed by China, but is he? Does he demonstrate an understanding that China's being the aggressor and that we're all concerned?
I regret to say that he doesn't. He's a very nice man, personally, and that is reflected in his foreign policy. He takes the position that Canada has no arguments with anybody. Canada can get on with everybody. And therefore, the principal issue is not a defensive alliance or providing for containment or confrontation or rivalry at all. It is, let's just, you know, have nice conversations with these people and be fair-minded about it, and everything will work out. And, you know, that's a lovely idea, but it's not really what any even cursory study of the history of nation states indicates to be the way things work. I mean, there are rivalries, there are alliances, there are counterbalancing alliances, and we all want to behave with moderation and prudence, but we also, to defend our own interests, can't just sit, as he is doing, proclaiming that he loves everyone and everyone loves him, and that's how it's going to be. And I think the public here, which sees that aspect of Trudeau in a number of different areas, is rather tired of it and skeptical about it. So to go back to your first point, I would say there's a chance this could have an impact on the election, coming as it does right at the end of this campaign.
What are the driving issues? I noted earlier there was a story about inflation for the highest in 18 years. Inflation is a concern.
Yeah, inflation worries people. As you know, as in the United States, the Consumer Price Index effectively disguises the rate of inflation. I mean, the yardsticks that have been set up have been designed to make it as easy as possible for the U.S. and Canadian governments to be able to calm down any fears that inflation is rising, because the places where it cheaply and most most quickly rises are ones that are left out of the calculation. So, you know, you don't have building materials, you don't have gasoline, you don't have automobiles, and these numbers are all moving up quite disturbingly. But you know, the public knows that they have to buy it. Every household in the country has to buy these things, and they're aware of it. Secondly, I think there's an impatience with these secondary issues that this government, it's been in office for 6 years, has tried to distract the country with. There's too much attention to how to work out arrangements with the native people, who are, I don't know, perhaps 2 or 3% of the population, something like that. We all want everything to be done fairly. We want them treated well, not condescendingly, fairly, like everyone else. But it isn't and should not be remotely the prominent issue he's made of it. And we've had a lot of discussion here about climate change. Well, you know, we don't really know much about that, and we don't know enough to start shutting down the oil industry and pouring stupefying amounts of money into uneconomic alternate energy sources like solar panels and things. And the country is uneasy about that. And then we've had a lot of distractions about gender issues and, you know, the difference between sexual preference and physical gender. And I mean, these aren't suitable subjects for partisan political debate. I mean, these are legitimate questions that have to be resolved in as smooth and fair a way as they can. But they're not burning issues on everyone's mind like inflation is, or at times world affairs. And there are real concerns about the status of world affairs, and they've been, and I say this in a very neutral way, but they've been sharply amplified by this debacle in Afghanistan. When we lost, you were kind enough to point out in one of our talks a few weeks ago, I think 159 people over the years in Afghanistan. Right. We had Kandahar, the founding, the birthplace of the Taliban, at to deal with. And we dealt with it. Canada kept order in Kandahar as long as it was there. But, and we're left with some hundreds of people stranded, not able to get out. And so here, as in the United States and elsewhere, there is concern about these things. And I think Trudeau has tried not to address them in this election and to pretend that they're not important, and he may pay price for that.
We have just a minute, Conrad. This election was called by Trudeau early. He did not need to say to face the voters. Did he make a mistake? Is it talked about?
Yes. And when he called it, you and I talked about that, and I suggested that was the case. It was tried by a federal government in this country in 1965. They went for majority and didn't get it. It was tried by the governing party in Ontario a couple of times, the biggest province of about 40% of the population, where Toronto and Ottawa are. It didn't work then. And the history of calling an election prematurely to get a majority when you don't have one but aren't under threat in Parliament has a poor history in this country, as it does in Britain. Theresa May tried that a few years ago and lost her majority. Well, I would say that they didn't want this election, and there is no chance, according to the polls, that Justin's going to get a majority. So what did he do it for?
The question will be answered soon enough in hours when we next speak. Conrad Black, distinguished biographer in Toronto, about the Canadian election, the alliance between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia. Canada notably is welcome. The sacrifice that Canada's made in the 20th century earned it a share of any such alliance, but not yet, not yet. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.